Ramadan. His name was Labid ibn Rabi'ah al-Amiri. And then he was from Najd. And he came to accept Islam on his tribe in Madinah Munawwara. Allah Pak had given him such a long life. Some reports say he lived till the age of 140. Some say he lived till the age of 157. But he was a very good poet. But despite that, the moment he accepted Islam, he stopped all his poetry. He said, Quran is now sufficient for me. In other words, the eloquence, the beauty of Quran could not be matched. So that was more than enough for him. So anyway, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioning that the reality and the hakikat of the words that he said is the most truthful words that any poet could say. And what words did he say? He said, Allah kullu shay'in ma khala Allah batilu. That listen, everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is baseless. In other words, it has no basis. Everything, in other words, it's there temporarily. It's like a dream. Everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there like a dream. And one day it will all perish. Everything will perish. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain. If Allah mentioned in Surah Rahman, kullu man alayha fan, that everything, every single thing will perish. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. The only thing that will remain is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another explanation, the thing will remain is our a'mal salihah, our good deeds, is what Allah Pak will preserve and Allah Pak will look after it, so that it will be presented in the day of Qiyamah. So these were the words of Labid, beautiful words. The rest of the poem, وَكُلُّ نَعِيمِ اللَّهِ مَحَالَ تَزَائِلُ, that every single ni'mat that a person has got, that ni'mat will come to an end. So in other words, don't chase after these ni'mats, don't chase after these dunyawi things, because every single thing will come to an end. But the akhirat and the beauty and the splendor of akhirat will never ever come to an end. So therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he praised it. In fact, those people that have a lot of very high level of marifat, everything they see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they only see it as the reflection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, the reflection of the glory and the splendor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reflected in everything else. But the actual existence is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullahi, famous Shere Qudrat, he sang these poems and he sang these words of poetry, and he mentioned that in every single thing he saw, he could see, Mene tujhe dekha. Everything I could see you. Everything I saw, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He described the ayat of the Quran when he would read. He could see Allah in the ayat of the Quran, in the falling rain, in the rays of the sun, in even the food that a person eats. He mentioned he could see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A whole lot, a very beautiful poem. There's a book written on it also, a very nice book. On everything that he could see the beauty. People just showing kindness to each other. He could see the reflection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the kindness that people show. The love that a mother shows to the child, the baby, in that also is the reflection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is a reflection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was the last hadith which finished off the chapter generally on abstinence. Now Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brought another chapter, Babu Fadli al-Ju'i wa Khushunati al-Aishi wal-Iqtisari ala al-Qalili min al-Ma'kuli wal-Mashroobi wal-Malboosi وغيرها من خذوذ النفس وترك الشهوات. The virtue of hunger, the virtue of living a simple life and sufficing on little as far as these things are concerned. In other words, now specific things. مأكول, on eating. مشروب, drinking. ملبوس, on the clothes that we wear. وغيرها, and other things related. من, from those things that have to do with food, drink, clothing. وترك الشهوات, and leaving out lust, leaving out desires. In other words, anything that the nafs desires, we just want to chase after it, so leaving that out. So this is the chapter he has brought. So some ayat of the Quran before we start the actual hadith. فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ. This ayat of the Quran is speaking about Qarun. قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ. Then Qarun, he came out, he emerged amongst his people, splendor, with glory, beauty. He was a non-Muslim. He was a non-Muslim, but he was very extremely wealthy. So when the people seen him, they were, in other words, gaping. That look at the splendor and the glory in the manner that he has come out. So قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. The ayat of the Quran is saying, those people that desired the world, what did they say? They were actually gaping at him. يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ. If only we could be like him. In other words, teaching us that they don't desire and don't aspire to be like the people. You know, you see somebody with wealth, you see somebody with property, with affluence, flying around, jetting around, holding. Don't have the desire in your heart you're going to be like them. Because these were the people of the world. When they saw Qarun, they did exactly the same thing. If only we could be like him in such splendor and such glory he's moving. Then the next part of the ayat, إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. They thought to himself that Allah has given him a lot. Allah has given him a lot of the world. He has got a great share of the world. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ وَيْلَكُمْ. Then the learned people from amongst them warned these people, said, be careful. The people of knowledge, the ulama, etc. at that time, they warned him. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ وَيْلَكُمْ. Woe be unto you. ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحَ. The reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much better for that person who believes in Allah and he does good deeds. In other words, if you want to gape and you want to be excited about something, don't be excited about the mannerism and the wealth of Qarun. Rather, you be excited about believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do good deeds. Let this year excite you rather than looking at a man of glory and wealth. Such a beautiful lesson for us today. Very often we see somebody with wealth and all. The desire comes, how nice if I could be like him. But think of what advice the ulama had given the people of Qarun at the time. They told him that don't desire to be like him. Rather, you desire to have iman in your heart and do a'mal saliha. Another ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. In Surah Al-Takathur, Al-Hakumu Al-Takathur, Allah mentions, day after, on that day, you will be certainly questioned about the bounties. So although you're desiring to have more and more, remember that on that day, Qiyamah day, Allah is going to question you about all these bounties that you're desiring in your heart to have. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعَاجِلَةَ تَعَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءَ. Allah Pak mentions in one ayat of the Quran, that person who is desiring the desires and the pleasures of this world, and he wants the pleasures, in other words, those haram pleasures and desires of this world, he wants it. Allah Pak says, عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ, we will give it to him, مَا نَشَاءَ, what he's desiring. لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ. That person who desires it, we will grant him whatever we will, and for whoever we will grant it to him. In other words, person desiring this haram desires, Allah saying, we will give it to him, we will grant him for that person that we desire to give. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا لَهُ جَهَنَّمْ. But remember something, day after we have created for him Jahannam. Why? Because he chose and he wanted these haram desires in this world. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا. But remember, we've also created for him Jahannam. يَصْلَاهَا مَذْمُومًا مَدْحُورًا. He will enter it admonished and he will enter it rejected. In other words, such a bad ending. So don't just think that a person having enjoyment in haram, how lucky he is. We should actually feel sorry for the man, because Allah Pak is saying, we have created Jahannam for him. First hadith in Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قال ما شبع على محمد من خبز شعير يومين متتابعين حتى قبض متفق عليه. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhu mentioned about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this chapter got to do with sufficing on little as far as eating, drinking, food, etc., living a life is concerned. So this first hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha is saying that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam never ever filled his stomach up with barley bread for two consecutive days right up till he died. In other words, there wasn't a situation where 2 days in a row he had full eaten till he's full. He didn't eat even for 2 days in a row, and we are speaking about barley bread. Not talking about eating full with biryani, or eating full with luxuries, kebabs, etc. With barley bread, he had never even filled his stomach up for 2 consecutive days. وفي رواية, another riwayat, ما شبع آل محمد. The family, not Nabi alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning himself and his family. So the family of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not fill their belly. منذ قدم المدينة, since they entered Medina Sharif, من طعام البرد ثلاث ليال تباعا حتى قبدا. For 3 consecutive days, there was never a situation that in the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the 3 days would pass and the family would have eaten something to their full. In other words, every time those days passed, 3 days had to pass, there was some time in there that they never ate till they're full. This was their style. And this was the method that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would employ. Not that Allah Pak didn't offer to him, but he did not want to take from the dunya, and he didn't want to take extra as far as the world is concerned. Tomorrow we'll continue, inshallah, the hikmat and the benefit of keeping the stomach light, of keeping the back light, of keeping the body light from these things, how much benefit there is. So one is the style and the habit and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the other is the physical benefit that Allah Pak has kept in there for us. May Allah give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.